Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. Anyway, so commenting on the election in Russia yesterday, the presidential election. So let me see, is it Putin's, how many terms has he had now? Beginning his fifth presidential term, if I've got that right, record fifth. Okay, Yeltsin had two, and haven't been presidents of Russia before that, really. Anyway, so no surprise that he won. You could bet the bank on that one. Because it was carefully choreographed, as everyone said. So he wanted to beat his previous records on turnout and share the vote, 88% a share of the vote on a 70% turnout. But you would have to be staggeringly stupid to believe either of those statistics. Now, not terribly difficult to win an election when you have total control of the media, and every media outlet is singing a hymn of praise to you 24/7. He's got 360-degree propaganda. Everywhere you look, on television, on radio, on the internet, on billboards and so on, and almost no posters are campaigning by his so-called opponents. Kharitonov, if I could pronounce it correctly, the Communist Party candidate, garnering a measly, was it 6% of the vote? He's the runner-up. And then, so Davankov, Vladislav Davankov, the 40-year-old, the youngest candidate of New People, the one who wanted to end the war, getting only 4% of the vote. Surprising as an out of stand, actually. Now, he's very careful to adhere to the law and call it a special military operation. And he wants better relations with the West, the sanctions will be lifted. But so that gave it some semblance of legitimacy. And then the Liberal Democrat, Leonid Slutsky. Now, he's got big shoes to fill, those of the late Vladimir Zhirinovsky, the fire-breathing, racist, ultra-nationalist, friend of every tyrant in the world. Who died just at the beginning of the Ukraine war. So was the murder of Alexei Navalny, was that time to come back a month before this election? Quite possibly. I mean, could he have said anything from prison, which would make things a little bit more difficult? Did the Central Electoral Commission even bother to count the votes? Maybe not. Putin would just pick a number. So the risk for the government was turn out to be embarrassingly low. Now, normally the government likes docility. So political apathy is good for them. They don't want people on the streets with forthright opinions. They want people to just be find politics deeply boring, to recognize they've got absolutely no say in the matter and get on with their lives, work, family life, friends, hobbies and so forth, and not try and influence the political process. They've got no role in decision making. But Putin, he did want some sort of decent turnout. So public sector workers in the civil service, teachers, police officers, soldiers and soldiers, told they've got to vote for them. So Putin thought he could account for the very high turnout, saying, oh, it was because of the Ukraine war or special military operation, as he insists on calling it. Say it's a huge vindication for him. So the result came through. No surprise there then. Putin's, of course, an independent candidate, but really United Russia, that party is effectively his fan club, which zealously campaigned for him. So he's got another six-year term. He'll be inaugurated in the Hall of the Order of St. Andrew in the Kremlin Palace this May, I think just before the Victory Day parade on the 9th of May. And the chairman of the Russian Supreme Court will swear him in. Putin will take his oath, promising to uphold the rights of a person and of a citizen in Russia and to defend the constitution, to defend the territorial integrity of the Russian Federation, and so forth. So that's, he's got another six-year term. The guy, he's 71, his birthday's in October. So this will take him on for another 6 years. He stands in 2030 again. He's got another 6 years, take him up to how old will he be? He'll be 83 then, older than Biden is now, but younger than Biden will be if he finishes a second term. So after that, I don't know what on earth he's going to do. So that was it. It was a charade, but Putin felt impelled to do it. He wants some attempt to say he's got some popularity. Now, he does have some genuine supporters. I've met some of them who actually believe his propaganda. You know, if you lie to enough people, some people are going to believe it. Moreover, people can remember how bad it was in the 90s with economic implosion, when the situation was anarchic, when public services were just not delivered. Trouble is, Russia may be heading back to that, spending 40% of the budget on the military, very little money to maintain roads, railways, any sort of infrastructure to do with electricity or heating. Now, the crisis point's not coming now, but like several years down the road, it is going to get worse and worse. To sustain the economy, to keep inflation down, the ruble reasonably strong, that's doable in the short term, but how long does this war persist? Do sanctions tighten? So he does have some storm clouds ahead of him. But remember, he said that as a child, he learned as a street fighter in St. Petersburg. He's always talking about how tough he is. The lady doth protest too much. why does he feel compelled to constantly harp on about his machismo? Perhaps because he's actually not that macho, and he's afflicted with a crushing case of small man syndrome, which is why he's swaggering and always trying to act tough. But anyway, he said, when it was as clear that a fight could not be averted, he would punch first. And that's how he perceives this Ukraine war. He perhaps believes that the so-called Western fascists from Canada, the USA, and the whole of Western Europe were planning to attack his country. This is a 1940 situation, as in just before the Second World War began on the Eastern Front. So had to rearm like crazy. And this is a preemptive strike, as he sees it, attacking Ukraine, which he thinks is a non-country. So wants his nationality to fall into non-being. Anyway, obviously genuine opponents of his were banned on spurious grounds. If you didn't have any parliamentary delegation, you had to have over 100,000 signatures from so many different federal subjects, as in autonomous regions, autonomous republics or whatever. And some of those were invalidated on the basis that they were, someone thought he was signing twice, so they were non-existent people. Well, I mean, that could be true. I don't actually know if it's bogus or not. But really, he was very eager that there were no genuine opponents of his permitted to run. I forgot that Nadezhdin, was that the other guy who was a peace candidate, or some youngish woman, for a journalist from a small town near Moscow. She was disallowed from standing. And so it goes on. But he can contrast himself favorably with Zelensky. Zelensky should be facing re-election this May, but said because it's martial law, they can't hold an election. But how long can he extend his term? Now, you could say, well, come on, look at the United Kingdom. When the Second World War broke out, they passed an annual act to delay the election, and that the election was finally held after the defeat of Germany. Churchill wanted the coalition, maybe not the election, to be held after the defeat of Japan, but they held one in July 1945. So in this situation where Ukraine is fighting for its life, it can't be fussing with elections. But the trouble is that delegitimizes Zelensky, that he's not holding this. And admittedly, obviously, Russia controls one region totally, four regions partially. And Putin, obviously, he actually held the presidential elections in the illegally annexed parts of Ukraine, treating them just like Russia, held them in Transnistria, which Russia illegally occupies, despite the protests of the Moldovan government, so forth. Russians abroad were allowed to vote. But there was some glimmer of hope. There was a chance for opponents of the regime to manifest their discontent. And so noon against Putin, Sunday was the last day of the three-day election, going to the polls at the last possible minute. Okay, and that's not against the law. But if any banners were shown and these slogans were chanted, they could be arrested. And they even did that in Tbilisi, where they could vote at the Russian embassy. So it's very sad that he's going on like this. But it's not to say that he doesn't have some support. He does. At least a significant minority are really on his side. But most people are fairly neutral. So sadly, we're going to be saddled with him for another few years. I mean, he is somewhat ill, but whether it's terminally ill, obviously, I can't say. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel, and you know, count your lucky stars if you live in a free country. All right, goodbye, everybody. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon to my channel and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodle pip.